This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Democrats at the state capitol have introduced legislation to increase gun safety, but opponents say they infringe on gun owners' rights. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
One of the bills would require gun owners to report any stolen weapons within 5 days. Those who don't could face a $25 fine the first time and a Class 3 misdemeanor if it keeps happening. The other bill would require gun owners to safely store their weapons when not in use if they live with a child or someone who is not legally allowed to have a gun. It would also require firearms dealers to provide a trigger lock with every gun they sell. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coloradans whose pandemic unemployment assistance ended in December can reopen and file new claims starting today. The State Department of Labor says most people in need of aid will qualify. Restarting the program has taken almost 2 months, and it's happened in stages. Since the pandemic started, more than 800,000 people in the state have filed regular initial unemployment claims. The Colorado Avalanche will play hockey outside today on a golf course along the shore of Lake Tahoe in Nevada. The NHL has installed a temporary outdoor rink for the matchup. The Avs will take on the Las Vegas Golden Knights on national TV. And Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets became the first player in NBA history to score 50 points without a single free throw attempt as the Nuggets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, snapping a 2-game losing streak. And you're listening to Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC.